Planometers. They're available everywhere nowadays. You can even have one in your smartphone. But what's the best way to use a pedometer? Help us figure it out here is Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, what are they and how are pedometers useful?
Yeah, Scott. So one of our kind of our mantras here, if you will, at Tulsa Spine and Rehab is get moving. You know, we just want our patients to stay as active as they possibly can. Even with, you know, research has shown with low back pain and different types of spine problems, just general, low back issues or back issues, is that we want to not increase, but maintain activity. You know, years ago, you'd go into your doctor with low back pain. He would write you a couple prescriptions, maybe an anti-inflammatory and a pain medication. Go home, kick your feet up, take it easy. We want to do it the opposite of that. Research shows that we're going to heal much quicker, return to work, return to function by maintaining some activity. And when I talk about maintaining activity, more importantly than anything, just keep moving like walking. Okay. And so a pedometer, you know, they've been around for a long, long time. And, you know, we'll get into the smartphone thing here in a second, but a pedometer is just it's a small device. It's portable, obviously, and it's electronic and you can, you know, it goes on your wrist or it clips onto your shirt. And or could go in your pocket. And what it does is it just detects motion in your lower extremities, your hips, and it can determine how many steps you take in a day. And so it just gives us some feedback because you wouldn't believe, Scott, how many times we recommend a pedometer to a patient and they go out and get one and we tell them what we really don't say much initially, like this is what we would like. We, you know, wear it for a week. Tell us how many steps you're taking in a day. You know, we had a guy yesterday that came back and said he just used his for the first time and it showed 3,000 steps. 1 mile equals 2,000. So the guy's moving just over a mile that day, horribly sedentary lifestyle. And you can only imagine with that type of sedentary lifestyle, how it can contribute to different problems, whether it's neck, back, hip, you know, shoulder, ankle, whatever it may be. It's just, even cardio or aerobic, good for our heart. It's so important that we keep moving, and the pedometer is such a great device that will kind of give us some feedback on how much we're moving, what our goal should be as well.
So taking a brisk walk can have not only some cardio benefits, but it's good for the muscles and the spine as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so very important. You know, when we're obviously walking, we're in a loaded position and it's very good for our low back, you know, that controlled load. It's, you know, it's very good for, you know, joints to a degree and so forth, barring any, you know, serious, nasty arthritic conditions, but very, very good for our joints to keep moving. You know, typically what we'll do is when we give a patient or recommend a pedometer, we'll tell them, you know, just like with what we did with the gentleman I spoke about earlier, is we'll take a baseline, use it, and tell us how many you see. You know, so if he says, you know, I walk 3,000, and okay, what we want to do is set a baseline, and then I like to start adding 10%. And we try to increase that fairly quickly throughout the first 2 to 3 weeks. And our goal is to get you to 10,000 steps per day. I mean, that should be a given for any of us. It's, you know, well within reason. And from there, we can even increase it even more. Like I said, 2,000 steps equates to approximately 1 mile or roughly 20 minutes of walking. So, you know, 10,000 is our goal for a lot of our patients. And it just, you would be really surprised, Scott, that how discouraged a lot of folks are when they first see, they look at that number that, oh my Lord, I'm only walking, you know, 2,800 steps a day. That's just over a mile. It gives us a lot of feedback and it gives us something to kind of track, see how we're doing. We can set some small goals as we go along.
You know, it's funny you said that because in just thinking about myself, if I were to get one, I might be scared of that first number I see. It might be very depressing.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk to our patients about, you know, it can help you in multiple different ways. But first off, it's going to tell you exactly what you're doing. I mean, it's objective data. And so you can't lie. I mean, it's not going to lie to you. You can't, I think maybe I walk 3 miles a day, but I only walk 2,200 steps. It can help you set specific goals for walking. Okay. For example, you can set goals for walking a certain number of steps during an activity throughout the day, and you can easily, track these things and adjust them as you go. So if you start walking with one of your buddies or with one of your girlfriends, you can start to use these. We have a lot of patients that, you know, have little contests with some of their coworkers and so forth, little prizes that they give out at the end of the week. And then it's also just a reminder that you need to do more. I mean, like I said, it doesn't lie to you, and you can look down and it gives you just kind of a quick check to see where you are and how much more you need to meet the your goals for the day. A lot of times we talk to our patients about, you know, parking. I'm sure you've heard about this. You know, you go to the grocery store late at night, you look at the pedometer, you need some more steps, park as far as you can away from the front door. Hopefully you're in a safe neighborhood and, you know, walk and that'll get some of those steps in.
All right, I'm convinced. Anything I should take into account when getting a pedometer?
No, I mean, technology is big these days, and I'm glad you brought that up. They have, you know, all types of different brands. Amazon is a good resource. I always like to get on there. But they have these pedometers now that you can wear around your wrist, and what you can do is you can plug it in like a USB into your laptop or your computer. And it will actually track everything. There's some pedometers that, you know, will go as far as to like measuring your heart rate throughout the day, how many calories you burn, some different things like that. So, you know, I think that we, you know, technology is a good thing here, that we, you know, should utilize some of the technology, maybe do your research. I've always talked about doing your research on your doctors and do the same on your products. Jump on Amazon, and there's quite a few products out there. But if you're able to kind of, you know, get up with the technology, I'm more inclined, and that's what I use, the device where you actually, after you wear it, you plug it into the computer, it's all there, and you can kind of track your data from there.
We all know exercise is important, even if it is just a brisk walk. Don't let aches and pains get in your way. Give Dr. Riley and his team a call, 918-743-3737.